sample speaking role play for physiotherapists, adhesive capsulitis. Good morning, I'm Steve. Please take a seat. How should I address you?
My name is Megan.
And what brings you here today, Megan?
Well, I've been having trouble with my left shoulder for some time now.
Okay, can you tell me more about that?
Well, it's quite stiff, you know. I can't move the left shoulder freely.
I see. And how long have you been suffering from this?
I've had it for several months now, and it seems to be getting worse and stiffer.
How about your right shoulder?
No, nothing at all. It's fine.
Okay. And is it painful?
Yes, quite painful.
Would you call it a sharp or a dull pain?
It's sort of like a dull ache and quite deep.
And is it a constant pain or does it come and go?
No, it's pretty constant and I'm having trouble sleeping at night as well.
That's not good. So on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate the pain?
I guess it might be a 4 or a 5. It's very annoying.
Does the pain radiate down your arm?
Yes, exactly. And to my neck as well.
I see. And is there anything that makes it worse?
Well, it seems to be worse at work, you know. The longer I work, the worse the pain seems to get.
What kind of work do you do?
I have a computer-based job, and so I spend a lot of time at my desk.
Are you able to do your household activities? I mean, put out your washing, things like that?
Yes, I can, but it does cause me quite a bit of pain.
Do you have any medical conditions?
Yes, I do have diabetes.
I see. And how long have you had that?
For about 10 years now.
And have you done anything or seen anyone about your shoulder problem?
Yes, I went to my GP and he said that I have something called frozen shoulder. He gave me some painkillers and recommended I come and see a physio.
I see. Well, I'm glad you came here and let me tell you a little bit more about this condition. The medical term for frozen shoulder is adhesive capsulitis, and it's a stiffening of the shoulder joint. Now, the shoulder joint is a ball and socket type joint, and this has become inflamed and is the reason why it feels stiff.
Oh, I see.
Now, can I examine your shoulder, please, Megan?
Sure.
Okay. Based on my examination, I would agree with your doctor's diagnosis, and I can see that your shoulder joint is very restricted and a little inflamed. Are you able to move your shoulder upwards and downwards?
Well, sort of, but as you said, it's quite restricted and it hurts.
Mm-hmm. Now, in this situation, there are a few things we can do to help speed up the recovery process. Would you like me to explain that to you?
Yes, thank you.
The first step is to do some heat therapy. I'll use a heat pack and massage your shoulder joint in order to improve the blood circulation.
Okay.
And the second thing I can do is use some passive mobilization techniques at various points around your shoulder so that you'll be able to move your shoulder joint more freely.
Right.
The third technique is to use ultrasound. Now, it's not painful and it will also improve your blood circulation.
Uh-huh.
The next thing we want to do is try to increase your grip strength and dexterity by using some therapeutic putty.
Okay, and how will that help?
Well, once the frozen shoulder pain reduces, you will be able to use your hands more freely so you can work and do things around the house more easily. Now, there are also a range of stretching exercises that I'm going to show you, which you'll need to do as regularly as possible.
Do you mean do them at home?
Yes, that's right. About 2 or 3 times a day. But make sure you don't overdo it, and if they cause you pain or make your symptoms worse, you should stop.
Okay, I'll do my best to do the exercises.
Good. Now, do you have any other questions, Megan, regarding the treatment options?
Yes. How long will it take to get better?
Well, we'll have to wait and see. The symptoms you have are quite typical for this condition, but if you do the exercises and come regularly for treatment, then I would say in 3 to 4 weeks, you should start to feel much better. Now, I know that you're an office worker, so is it convenient for you to come for appointments in the evenings?
Yes, that will fit in best with my schedule.
Great. Well, we'll set up weekly appointments.
Okay.
Now, let's start with the heat therapy.